Sara, I understand we're speaking with Jonathan, who is one of the 11 protesters on top of Villawood as we speak. Can you ask Jonathan for me what has led him to take this action?
He said asylum seeker similar to him was about to be deported and he jumped and took his own life. Similarly, they are also facing deportation. His case has been rejected 3 times and he is also now facing deportation. So rather go back to Sri Lanka and face definite torture and death and also put his relative lives at risk, he would prefer to have a quick, easy death in Australia rather than go back.
இப்பயக்க என்னுடைய வாழ்க்கையை எடுத்து வச்சு பாத்தீங்கன்னு சொன்னா எந்த நாட்டுல நான் ஒட்டுமொத்தமா எல்லாத்தையும் இழந்து வைக்கிறேன். என் அண்ணா இருந்து குடும்பத்தையே நான் ஒட்டுமொத்தமா இழந்து வைக்கிறேன். எல்லாத்தையும் இழந்து தனிமையாக்கப்பட்டு இங்க வந்து இறங்கின போது நான் நினைச்ச ஒரே ஒரு விஷயம், என் வாழ்க்கை சேஃபாயிட்டு எனக்கு ஒரு நல்ல ஒரு இடம் கிடைச்சிட்டு நினைச்சேன். வெளியே இப்படி சாகுற அளவுக்கு எனக்கு எந்த வாழ்க்கையும் இப்படி போகும், எந்த குடும்பத்தை போல இறக்கும் இப்படி போகும்னு நான் ஒருபோது நினைக்கல. ஆனா அந்த வாழ்க்கைக்கு இவங்க தள்ளி இருக்கிறாங்க, அந்த குடிவரத்து நினைக்கிறாங்க, அந்த நிலைக்கு தள்ளி இருக்கிறாங்க.
His whole family has been killed in Sri Lanka. He is the only survivor. He came to this country hoping that he could live in freedom. But now the immigration officer pushed him to a state that he feels that his life is in danger. And therefore, that is why he's taking this step.
Can you ask Jonathan for me, please, how he came to Australia in the first place?
He went to Malaysia and because he was tortured and he was persecuted in Sri Lanka. And he went to Malaysia, stayed for 18 months trying to find a solution. And then he went to Indonesia and then hopped on a boat and came to Christmas Island.
And what did he do in Sri Lanka? What's his personal story? What is his vocation? Tell me about his family.
He was living in the LTT controlled area of Kulinochi, and in there his brother was asked to join the LTT, and he joined and assisted by driving vehicles, and he died in the process by killing by the Sri Lankan government. When there was a ceasefire, he was working in Colombo as a driver. And he did deliver a vehicle to the LTT, who were the administrative power at that time. And therefore, the government has record of that, and they have been chasing him up and trying to capture him.
Right. And so by going on the roof, what is the current situation? What is Jonathan trying to have happen?
He says the Department of Immigration made a series of errors in his application, and they have basically rejected him, saying that they believe that his family is still living in Sri Lanka and running their businesses, that they don't believe he has disappeared. As a side note, he has got evidence from people who looked for their family, and they have the church and so on have confirmed that the family is not there. In fact, that area they used to live has been bombed and there's nobody living there now. And he wants the Australian authorities to review his case, and if they are not to deport him, but if they decide that they don't want to give him asylum, then he wants UNHCR to take over all their cases and process them, and if they're genuine refugees, to resettle in any country, not necessarily Australia.
Where is Jonathan's family?
They used to live in an area which is where the LTT controlled the headquarters was. That area has been completely destroyed. Now, I have personally contacted people on the ground, and they have gone looking for his family, his parents and his sister.
Yep.
And they cannot be traced. He says in Sri Lanka they don't respect human rights. They came to this country understanding that Australia respects human rights, and yesterday they saw in front of their own eyes a refugee take his own life, and there was no negotiation. Even currently, there is no negotiation happening. There is no mediation. There is no medical assistance or no counselling being provided to them.
How does he feel about Australia now?
He says he believes Australia is a good country, but he is very disappointed that they are not doing this in a humane manner.